For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. Don't forget, tomorrow, Red and Gold Summit. Tomorrow, open to the public.
Let's
2024
go.
Red and Gold Summit set for tomorrow, September 4th. We're going to be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs live from 2 to 4. They'll do half a show, and then we'll come and finish it off for them.
Yep.
Guru, Steiny, Bonte, and Shasky, we do a show and a half on a day like tomorrow, and Willard and Dibbs get a half a show. So that's some good news. We're also going to have Lo Neal in the house signing autographs. One of the greatest fullbacks to ever do it. Lo Neal will be in the house. It's open to the public. The address, 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs, 2 to 4. All the hosts from 4 to 6. And we're going to get you ready for another football season. Come on out. Join the fun. Once again, open to the public. First come, first served. Who's going to the summit?
Yeah.
Who's going to the summit tomorrow?
And that beautiful building out there, Steiny.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some people all disagreeing with your... You got Rodgers high.
Yeah. And again, it was more about the physical too, Steiny. The things I've seen him do from a physical standpoint, that's not all of it. Winning does matter. But Aaron Rodgers is one of the best to ever do it.
What's his playoff record?
Dude, please don't bring that up.
I'm going to.
Jimmy went through there and knocked him off. Cap went through there and knocked him off.
Let me just take a look. Just
him
for
and
kicks.
McCarthy have not been the best combo. How about
he's
that?
He's 11-10.
Oh, yikes.
He's 11-10.
Now, I wish you wouldn't have brought that up, but yikes. That's nasty.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Boy. How about this? Okay, they won it in 10. Do you know he's only had 1 year other than the Super Bowl year?
Give it to me.
Aaron Rodgers only had 1 year other than the Super Bowl year where he won 2 playoff games.
Now, wow. And then who do you put that on?
Put it on him.
The coach, the defense.
I put it on him.
Yeah.
I put it on him. 11-10. Jeez.
Not good.
No. I might have to drop him to 17. I mean, I got Brady, Montana, Young, Manning, Elway, Bradshaw, Unitas, Staubach, Marino. I got to put Otto Graham in there, Sid Luckman, for goodness sakes, over Aaron Rodgers. Talking about what 49er needs to deliver this year. Who is the guy you as fans are pinpointing to need a good year for the San Francisco 49ers? What player, what coach? We're talking about that right now on 95.7 The Game.
It's funny. We've heard coaches. We've heard Kyle. We've heard Trent. You even mentioned Trent. I brought up Bosa. Steiny, let me tell you who we won't hear, and I'll be shocked and floored, flabbergasted. We will not hear one Christian McCaffrey.
Why not?
He doesn't leave anything to be desired. The only reason you're bringing up Trent, Steiny, is not because of what's transpired on the field. It's because of the time he's missed.
I mean, you can make a case.
And his age.
You can make a case that McCaffrey's got to stay at this level for the 49ers to
reach. Oh, that's a must.
Then he's got to deliver. You know, he's got to stay healthy. He's got to have another year like last year. And he could be the guy you feel like has to deliver, because now he's being relied on in a monster way.
Can you remember? Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Can you remember another Bay Area team that's gotten close as the Niners and had not got it done? Because I think of the Giants, 3-5, 10-12-14. I think of the Warriors. They got four. Just one is, you know, recently as 2022. I can't remember a Bay Area team that was this dominant and didn't get it done. Now, I could think of Rich Gannon's Raiders, right? But that was short-lived, and they lost to Tampa Bay. But I'm talking about since 2019, the best roster, the best defense. You got if one of the best anchors of the defense in Bosa, Fred Greenlaw. You just want them to validate it and get it done, man.
I'd say the Warriors team that won 73 games. That didn't win it.
But the year before they did, though.
Right.
Yeah. So they were validated. I'm just talking about getting it done at all during the run. And right now it's been 5 years of a great run, but just close, no cigar right now.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's Marino's ring count? Zero.
Wow.
What's your point? I mean,
you went 11-10 on my guy, A-Rod.
If you would like to, like, it's if your idea of the best quarterbacks of all time simply are who won the most Super Bowls, well, that's easy to figure out.
Yeah.
Then just make a list of who the guys are that won the most Super Bowls, and that's your list. I don't do it that way.
Like, if Aaron had Kyle, oh my gosh, how many rings would he have?
Well, I don't know.
Four or five?
So why would
one in 19 if Aaron Rodgers is throwing or on that drive, I believe.
Why is Kyle Shanahan known as a choke artist since he's been here? But you assume that if he would have had Rodgers, he wouldn't have made big mistakes in the postseason that would have cost him?
No, you can't ignore what he's done with Brock Purdy, who's not mincemeat, but he's Mr. Irrelevant. And what he's done with Jimmy Garoppolo. So I just think about it like what he did last time he had a great quarterback. He wasn't a head coach, but Matt Ryan got his only MVP, Steiny, under the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan. So I'm just thinking and looking at it like, man, if Rodgers was ever to get with the smarts and the pedigree and the play calling of one Kyle Shanahan, good God, what could he do? RG3 had a rookie of the year when Kyle was his coordinator. So that's how I'm looking at that.
Well, first, okay, you want to look at it deeper? I would say that Shanahan couldn't coach Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that's the kind of quarterback he'd want to coach. But the other, what I'm wondering is, so in other words, I'm playing devil's advocate for all the people out there that say, you know, the 49ers aren't going to win it as long as Shanahan's a coach. Shanahan gets lemon booty. Shanahan didn't throw the flag. Shanahan didn't know the overtime rules. Well, wouldn't he have been the same coach even if Aaron Rodgers was quarterbacking for him?
Well, I look at it as they wouldn't have been in OT. They would have been 34-10.
So Kyle Shanahan isn't a choke artist. He's just got bad players.
I don't like what position you're trying to put me in, so I'm going to back up. Bottom line is, Stoddy, he wouldn't even been that close had he had the talent at the quarterback position of the likes of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I don't agree with you. I mean,
does that mean? I'm just asking you, what are you saying when you say Kyle couldn't coach Aaron Rodgers?
Because Rodgers has too big of an ego. Rodgers would buck him. Mm. Rodgers is the kind of – maybe he could have coached him out of Cal, but once Rodgers became a star in his own mind, which was probably, what, year three? Well, no, it wouldn't have been year three. It would have been a little longer than that. No, I don't
– That's interesting because we got the news later on, just not too long ago, Snotty, that he told Brock, hey, if I can pull the trigger and get Tom Brady, you know, you might have to sit.
Yeah, and I don't really necessarily believe that either.
Because he didn't fire a few years prior when he could have got Tom Brady before he went and got that Super Bowl with the Bucks. You know what I mean? That's like when it was real and he was attainable.
I just think that Brock Purdy, all things considered, is the perfect quarterback for Kyle Shanahan to coach.
Yeah.
Because he came in with no hype. He is a seventh round pick, so he's got to completely and utterly adhere to what Shanahan wants. He will do that. He's got to get paid, so he's going to have to obviously be a good soldier for Kyle Shanahan. But no, I absolutely think there's something to the fact that there are certain quarterbacks I don't believe Kyle Shanahan wants to coach. And they're, by and large, they're quarterbacks that are really, really top of the line. And I don't think he wants to coach a quarterback like that. I don't think he wants to coach a quarterback who's set in his ways like a Brady or like a Rodgers, because the bottom line is they've got more credentials than he does.
Yeah.
And I don't think he wants a part of that.
But allegedly, Steiny, he did want a part of that this not too long ago.
Who?
Kyle with Tom Brady Part 2.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's what he says. But I don't necessarily believe that either. Because when he really had a chance to get him, he didn't want him.
There you go.
When Brady was even younger.
Yeah. Hey, so. I got a nugget from Dibs here. Let me read it to you. Aaron Rodgers, Steiny, 0-4 all-time versus the Niners in the playoffs, 11-6 versus everyone else. So to that 11-10 record, he just had a Niner problem. How about that?
Yeah. From the 615, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Brady, Rodgers, or any of those would not work with Kyle. Kyle has to be the man, and his offense is not an off-script offense, or Kyle does not want it run that way. I basically agree with that.
And I don't want to say I disagree, but if I throw Matt Ryan in there, that relationship was great.
Well, he was an offensive coordinator at that point.
So that's, but I guess I'm just talking about the communication.
And how long ago was that?
That was short-lived.
Now?
Oh, it was a while ago.
15 years? 10, yeah. 15 years?
28-3 lead in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, Kyle Shanahan has gotten more entrenched in the NFL. So he's even, to me, more, let's say, self-assured now than he's ever been. So, no, I don't think he... I mean, that's why he had a problem with Jimmy Garoppolo, is because in his mind, Jimmy Garoppolo was too much of a pain and not good enough of a quarterback.
Yeah, right.
And so he didn't want to go down that road. 888.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8957-9570 is the number. Coming up at noon today, we're going to jump on with Sal Castaneda, anchor at KTVU News. He was on the Ricky Pearsall story on Saturday. We'd like to get some more details on that. So we're going to talk to Sal Castaneda at noon. You want to do a couple over-unders?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
All right. Let me get the story up just so
and
I
you've
got
been
the...
in the Bay since how long? When did you come out of here? What's your year that you say?
1990.
I don't remember a Bay Area athlete ever getting shot. You know, anything like this happening in the Bay.
He's too old.
Something happened with...
robberies, but not shot. And I could be wrong, but I know I'm not. Like, that's how crazy this was. And how lucky and blessed Ricky Pearsall and his family are, man. Really.
Trying to think.
I threw you a curveball. My bad. You're looking that up, but I just can't.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I can't think of.
I know Alden Smith, and I'm snitching, had a party and there were shots fired, but nobody was, you know, I'm talking about the guy of a team here in the Bay being shot in an altercation.
All right.
What you got?
These numbers were taken right from The Athletic.
All right.
Let me, why can't I do this now? Let me, real quick, let me figure it out. Okay. Here's some of the things that they debated. All right. Brandon Ayuk yards for the year. Yards for the year.
Brandon Ayuk.
Over under set at 1,015 yards. And real quick, let me just read you a little info.
All right.
Ayuk finished last year with 1,300 yards. He missed week 3 with a shoulder and did not play a full game in week 2 or week 18. He finished last year with 1,000. I'm sorry, he finished with 1,015 yards in 2022. So he had 1,015 yards 2 years ago, 1,342 last year. Will he get back over 1,015 yards this upcoming season?
Oh my gosh, Stoney, this is a layup. Man, yes. And he's been paid. Again, I don't know what took so long, but he got his bread. He's up there. The team put a ring on it. So I think that's just, wow. 1,015. I don't want to say easy. I'm not catching the ball. But man, an injury to McCaffrey or Debo or Kittle or whatnot, Brandon Ayuk's got something to prove and or justify, you know, what he did this offseason. That is low, partner. So I'm going to go, yeah.
There were 5 writers from The Athletic. 4 said over. 1 said under. Tim Kawakami. He said anything on the over here would signify Ayuk's second highest career yardage total. And that doesn't seem likely given his long absence from camp and potential slow ramp up to full speed.
So again, it's not about capability, TK is telling us, Donnie. He thinks him missing time, it'll be about everything we've talked about, endurance. And
Yeah. Jimmy Durkin, who's with The Athletic, said over. For $30 million per year, he better produce 1,000 yards, right?
JD!
The start of the season might be a little sluggish, but he'll hit his stride and he'll get there. By the way, 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in on any of these. I'd have to say over also, man, for Brandon Ayuk. I get he may get off to a slow start, but I mean, In this year's NFL, let me do this. I love doing this.
What you got?
I'll tell you exactly what I got. Let me get this. This is why it's a joke. This is why it's a joke. 10-15 divided by 17. Yeah, I think Brandon Ayuk can average 60 yards per game in the air this year.
Yeah.
That's all he gets. If he averages 60 yards per game in the air, he will go over 10-15.
And I'm pretty confident he will get that.
You would think so.
And you're right, or the writers are, and for the most part. Stein, if he were to get under 1,000, then something went wrong.
Well,
health-wise, whatever, something. Come on, man. You ain't paying 4 for $120 for 1,000 yards or less.
I mean, I do allow for the fact that he could get off to a slow start. Maybe the first 3 games he's only got, I don't know, 150 yards, something like that. But even still, that's a low number in my book.
There you go.
But, all right, who's going to have more receiving yards, Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel? Background. In 2021, Samuel had more yards than Ayuk, but Ayuk's gotten more yards the last 2 seasons. Ayuk or Debo Samuel, more receiving yards?
Man, Stoney, I hate to be a party pooper, but I'm going with Brandon. I think he's your best natural down-the-field runner, and he can beat you at the line of scrimmage. We know Debo is a different type receiver, and a lot of his catches are behind the line of scrimmage, the jet screens or whatnot. So I'm going Brandon Ayuk.
See, right there,
it's not a bad thing if Debo's listening. It's just, that's not who you are. That's why it was imperative that the Niners signed Brandon to have that deep.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, Debo.
You don't have to be afraid of if he's listening or not.
Afraid?
Yeah.
Please.
I mean,
I just want to explain. I want to be thorough.
Well, I know, but
shout out Joe Burrow.
You don't have to, you know, mollify him. Well, I just asked you. I don't think he'd take it the wrong way if you said you thought In other words, don't be scared of these players when you're giving your opinion. That's all.
Wow.
You know, be strong.
When you think somebody knows you.
Be strong.
Yeah.
I actually
heard me with Jeff Garcia.
This guy's a...
Dude, I watched that interview on YouTube.
This guy's an active player.
Yeah, but I got to tell you.
You guys retired and broken
you
down.
You went Westbrook on that interview. You told me to lay out.
Yeah.
You even put up the hand twice.
You see why I did it,
dude,
didn't you?
I was hot.
Because once you got on,
I
went nuts.
Through, like, he's never been that guy.
He went nuts. things had to be established that day. That came right from the boss.
Yeah.
Check with him. Mm-hmm. I actually would take Debo Samuel in this one.
I can't wait to hear why.
I really would, because I think he's set for a monster year. And I think there is something to Ayuk getting off to a slow start. Yeah, I think Debo Samuel has a chance to have more yards than Ayuk. And that's my guess.
If I told you to guess how many yards Debo, you may have it in front of you, how many Debo had last year, what would your guess be?
1,000.
892.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one, Barrows has Ayuk, Kawakami has Samuel, Marcus Thompson has Ayuk, Jimmy Durkin has Samuel, and David Lombardi has Samuel. So three of the five athletic writers have Debo Samuel with a bigger year, essentially, than Brandon Ayuk. 510 says Ayuk because Debo gets hurt every year, and he gets a lot of touches behind the line of scrimmage. That's true.
That was my number one. But 15 games for Debo last year, Stoney.
Yeah. Okay. Brock Purdy interception total. It's over under at 11. 11, which is how many he had last year. And he had, I believe, 31 touchdown passes, if I'm not mistaken. 31 TDs, 11 interceptions. Brock Purdy over under interceptions, 11.
I'm going over, pal. And the reason I'm going over is, again, he ain't no dink and dunk dude. He thinks he can fit the ball in, and I love him for that. It's worked for him thus far, but Stoney, I think, I don't know, defensive coordinators and other teams have more film on Brock, and I hate to even admit that I'm thinking about this on my in the Guru computer. It was preseason. Trent wasn't out there, but he likes to keep a play alive. That is Brock Purdy. And sometimes that's going to help him. Sometimes that might get him. So, Stoney, I'm going to say over.
Yeah,
he throws over 11.
Yeah, I got the over, too, for Brock Purdy. 11 interceptions. I mean, he had a hell of a year last year, 31-11.
MVP up until Christmas game with Lamar.
Yeah, I got to say over. It doesn't necessarily mean he's going to have a worse year.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit of regression there. Yeah. Under. Three of the five writers on the Athletic have him going under.
All right.
Fewer. Interceptions.
I'm sure Kyle loves to hear that, partner.
Where was my guy coming up with a list right here?
Any Kittle Vittles?
What do you mean?
They have anything for Kittle?
I'll tell you what, 650 is, he's not, he's mad at you. The 650.
What did I do?
You have Brady apparently way too high for him.
Dude,
he is now submitted.
Montana first.
He has now submitted his list.
All right.
Brady, Montana, Mahomes, Manning, Unitas, Elway, Favre, Marino, Breeze, Staubach. Aaron Rodgers would be at 11. And then, of course, he gives the guru hit the pipe.
So I got Rodgers too high for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he had an issue with.
That's all good.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Here's a fun one. Who's going to get more snaps this year? Brandon Allen or Dobbsy?
It's Dobbs. It's Dobbs.
Okay.
Yeah. He's done some things in the league, and I know they haven't all been right, but... I think he is more than efficient to be a backup quarterback, Stoney. That's just me.
Three of the writers say, actually, three of the writers say Allen, and two of the writers say Dobbs.
What is that about?
Let me read you Kawakami's reason. Allen. Probably should be Dobbs getting quarterback two mop-up duties at the end of blowouts and maybe emergency snaps if Purdy is out for a series or two, but Shanahan will probably lean to the guy he knows better. And then Barrows also agrees it's going to be Allen, except for the second preseason game, which Dobbs started. Allen has been functioning as the number two quarterback since spring.
Mm.
So, there you go.
Hopefully we won't find out, huh? How about that?
Well, or we find out because there's a lot of blowouts.
Yeah, he's the backup.
We might be able to do it that way. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation and give us some of your answers on these over-unders, Guru and I have agreed on some, disagreed on others, but they're interesting numbers, and if you want to play along, you can obviously do that. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
This is Matt from Celebrini, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
Yep.
Got to get some clarification from the boss on these super chats.
There's only one boss. His name is Bruce. Just give me an A+ for that. They call Bruce Springsteen the boss. Born in the USA. Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if I just lay out how long Guru will go with his James Joyce stream of consciousness. I think he would probably go.
James Joyce, whoa. Man.
So, listen, we have the super chat that you're allowed to use on the YouTube chat, and apparently we have one. And I'll just read it.
What you got?
Steiny the moron who didn't want Brady years ago. Yeah, neither did your coach, Mouth. Your coach didn't want Brady either. You know why? Because I was smart enough to understand that your head coach, Kyle Shanahan, couldn't handle someone like Tom Brady. Would have been a nightmare. Would have been a nightmare. The arrogant Kyle Shanahan actually trying to coach Tom Brady, the one guy who might know more about quarterbacking than Kyle Shanahan. It's called a well-thought-out take, Iceman. Iceman.
Well, I'll say this. There is an argument to be made. Had Kyle pulled the trigger and got Tom before he went to Tampa, that the Niners might have a Super Bowl or two.
Well, could have.
Gotta take him at his word when he double back, though.
Yeah, coulda, woulda, shoulda. We can 888-957. Now let's talk about all the 49ers Super Bowls they should have won. We can do that. If you want.
Three of them.
Yeah, three of them. They should have won all three. Should they be 8-0? In the Super Bowls? Guru, should they be 8-0 in Super Bowls?
You're ready for Cobb's Comedy Club. Yep. But that's pretty funny. But an argument can be made that they had it.
Yeah.
I'll leave that there.
Argument could be made it could be 3-5 without John Taylor's catch against the Bengals.
Yep.
Weren't they in another close one? Was that the only close one they were in?
Well, they beat the Bengals, two close ones.
Yeah, it could be 3-5. Boy. Hey, we got Sal Castaneda coming up in about 20 minutes. And he works for KTVU. He's an anchor, KTVU. We'll talk about...
I need your help on this.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk.
You, Evan, and I spend a lot of time outside the station together talking about life, not just sports. And we'll be at venues, and I'm not I'm not no Rudy Poot. I'm no punk. But, you know, I'm always looking at my whereabouts when we're out together. And I see you and Evan look at me sometimes like, what's going on, man? What's in between the ears, Goo? But, you know, I do look at my surroundings. And, Stanley, I can't, and I got to be careful here. I'm so happy that Ricky Pearsall is going to recover. But I just can't stop thinking about what it could have been and how it went down on a beautiful day in San Francisco, and to have it marred, the weekend marred with a robbery attempt. Just, I don't know how you compartmentalize, but it bothers me that that happened in the Bay. But I'm not naive enough to sit here and tell you that doesn't happen in Chicago or Dallas or any other place. But I know we got Sal coming up. But Stani, I guess I'm mad at where I live that went down. And it goes down too often, and sometimes it's not professional athletes, so that doesn't make it different. But I just thought that was a stain, man. That was a stain over the weekend. And fortunately, Ricky Pearsall is still with us and is at home resting and recuperating, Stani. But so many things could have went bad. Or worse, how about that? Because something did bad happen, but just
yeah. I mean, I
thank you for the therapy, Stani. Seriously,
I don't know what to say about it. I mean, it's not like that's the first crime that's been committed in the Bay Area. Mm. It's not like it's the first crime that's been committed anywhere. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's a good thing he's not. Wasn't more serious than it was. I don't have any.
Yeah.
Grand statements to make about it, you know, because we really don't know what happened other than guy tried to rob him and there was a tussle. And
but he was giving his time to the fans, Stani, doing an autograph. He was signing autographs.
They get paid for that. That's part of their contract. Hey, they have to make appearances.
I hear you, but you know what I mean.
He wasn't serving food at a soup kitchen.
But regardless of what you were doing, nobody deserves that.
Of course not. I mean, are you trying to get me to say that he deserved it?
Oh, no. Come on now.
No.
And if somebody comes up on you, Stani, and says, I want what's on your wrist or your neck or whatever, even your car, and I tell my kids this, you got to live another day, give it to them.
Yeah. He was very fortunate. Yeah. Very fortunate. Hey, what do we got here? We got a couple minutes before we got Sal. And I know we're talking about the night. I got some great news.
I need some.
Although, what do you think about this?
Well, you say great. Now what is it?
Well, hold on. Okay. Let me get this text in from the 510. This is what Buster Posey was referring to.
And that's what...
That's from the 510.
Like, how can I fight that, but then not say that happens every day and maybe it's not a professional athlete or gets covered like that did? You know, but I can't defend that, right? For the people, because social media, I had to get off, Donnie. They were using it. They were going at it. It was pretty much what you just brought up, but I'm like, what is that helping anything right now? We got a problem in the Bay, and we got to get it fixed, and we got to get the people in power to really believe it and get behind it. But I'll just tell you this, Donnie, and you can laugh. There are a lot of days your boy don't feel safe, and it don't matter where I'm at. It could be here, it could be the Yoon, it could be Hayward, Sack, wherever, and that's not a good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is, as much as we don't like it, San Francisco doesn't have a great reputation around the rest of the country. And this is absolutely going to feed into that.
Okay.
In fact, I have a...
That's what I was asking.
I guarantee you, and if somebody wants to take this bet, they can. I guarantee you this will become an issue that's talked about politically before the election.
Oh, it's already started.
Exactly. Exactly.
It already has.
It's going to be used as an example of what's happening to our cities. And it's gotten so bad that the 49ers rookie wide receiver got robbed in the middle of Union Square. I mean, it's...
Over a Rolex watch.
It's just,
allegedly, Stani.
Yeah, it's just not... it's not going to do the city any favors at all.
That, okay.
But it also happened. You know, it also happened. 510 says, it amazes me that nobody's mentioning the fact that this multimillionaire risked his life for something replaceable. Yeah, I mean, I think we all can acknowledge, you know, Ricky Pearsall was fortunate that it didn't end up being worse than that. But, like, that's the thing. I don't know the details of exactly what happened. I just read the basics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'll say this. If you had to line up a list of people that had a bullet go through them and not hit a vital organ and are still with us, I don't think that line would be that long, Steiny. So the texter saying don't fight over an item. The bottom line is Ricky Pearsall, you know, with the man upstairs, is in good standings, Donnie, because he needed every ounce of that good luck, per se, to go his way to avoid something that could have been way worse and cost him his life.
Yeah, I mean, somebody on the YouTube chat, Niners, Giants, and Warriors need to realize, I mean, let me ask, and I'll bring Evan in here too, with along with Gu. Do you really, I'll just put it out there. Niners, Giants, and Warriors need to realize that they can't sign free agents for a while. Now they can only get talent here via trades to make them come here. Do you, I mean, are we burying the lead in terms of this is why guys don't want to come to San Francisco, or one of the reasons why people don't want to pros don't want to play in San Francisco? Or
it doesn't help the perception of the city.
Right.
I mean, there's statistics that would tell you it's safer than ever, but when a story like this happens, it just affirms everyone's bias.
That perfectly said.
Right. Is it real, though, in terms of, has the reputation of San Francisco cost a team a free agent at, you know, over the last few years? I don't know if we'll ever be able to find that out, but
well, let me take a crack at it.
Do you think it's real?
Let me take a crack at it. Had this just been Tom Thumb and that happened too and he got robbed for his Rolex, this story would be just another day in the Bay Area in San Francisco. But the fact that it was a professional athlete, Steiny, it is being used for propaganda on both sides. My question to you is, do you think it's fair, since this is so new and it just happened? I asked you earlier, can you remember something like this happening to a Bay Area athlete? And if you could have gave me or anybody out there three or four times, and again, I'm not saying robbed, I'm saying shot at, I would say, Steiny, no. It's not, Evan said it perfectly. I agree. It's a terrible look, and now people are feeding you numbers. Well, you know, hey, it's safer than that. But Steiny, to your question, do we know Major League Baseball players that have gotten shot? Football, basketball? No. So, I'm just saying, not here in the Bay, where we could say there's really a rep out there. Your safety, you're scared to come.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number here. Nobody responded to my thread on the on our text or text on our thread. Can we give the Giants some props?
They don't deserve any.
Their attendance is up.
So give the Giant fans their props.
Well,
the Giants don't deserve diddly squat.
What do you mean?
They're not playing worth anything.
Well, then why are they?
But the fans are doing their part and showing up and not giving up. So when you sent that, I was like, this has to be wrong.
No, but it's not.
They are the MVP of this season that is on the verge of, it's past disappointing.
It's been an exciting year. That's why they're averaging 2,500 more fans per game.
Now, come on, Stanley.
Giants attendance is up. They're averaging 33,279. That's up 2,400 from last year. It's the seventh largest year-over-year increase of any major league team. If they average 17,000 the rest of the way, it'll be their best attendance since 2019, pre-pandemic. Farhan's putting an exciting team on the field.
But see, you're trolling because you don't believe that.
Why?
Because fans are, that one, it's a beautiful ballpark. Two, they're going out and they want to live. But three, maybe they're diehard, Stoney, and a lot of them, like, it ain't over. They're 6.5 back. But I guess I'm getting mad at you for trolling because you're saying it as if, Farhan, let me call you in the office. Give me high five. You did that. No, that's the fans. They love the game. Kudos to Giant fans for not giving up.
Yeah, I actually think.
Because a few years back, we were saying the opposite. Where are the people at? And then now we're going to give this guy, like, this is not going to save his job. I just commend the people of the greater Bay Area for not giving up on the team and going out and watching a team that can't get you four runs most often.
I mean, I think one of the reasons their attendance is up is because, whether we like it or not, they do have bigger names on this team. Mm. Chapman, Snell. I mean, maybe that's the reason.
Uncle Looney on the chat says, Steiny, you tell me what you think. Those are sold, not gate.
Well, it doesn't matter if they're sold or gate. I mean, the money still goes to the Giants.
Yeah.
And the reality of the situation is Giants attendance is up over last year. And you tell me why. I don't know why.
Because it damn sure is not the product on the field. And I guess that's what's disappointing, most disappointing to me. But kudos to the fans.
Although, Evan, go tell us what you think a big part of the reason is, because you keep track of this more than I do.
Well, I've just paid attention in the last few homestands, and the average ticket price is pretty low, which I think helps offset some of the decision-making a lot of fans have to go through when they're deciding whether or not to go to a game. Like, the White Sox series is like $7 to get in the building. The Braves series before that, I think, was $10 to get in the building.
Wow.
And right now, an A's ticket is more expensive than a Giants ticket, if you're talking bottom shelf.
Is that true?
A's with the walk-off. Evan in the house yesterday.
Wow.
Well, the A's are just trying to stick it to their fans by, you know, everyone. They're basically preying on people that want to go to the stadium for the last time, and so they're just upcharging. But they are more expensive.
Wow, $7 and $10 to get in on Third and King? Man.
Yeah. 650 says their attendance is up because it's the only Bay Area team where you can watch without costing an arm and a leg. Yeah, I don't pay a lot of attention to ticket prices just because it's not my area of expertise.
But you're not spinning this like it's going to save Farhan's job, or because I don't think he's not going anywhere, and that's sad. That's just a sad commentary on what the Giants are, or what they're not. But Stoney, I don't know how he comes back.
He's definitely coming back.
Yeah.
He's definitely coming back. I would think. The other thing is we had Tim Kawakami on our airwaves about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and Willard and Dibbs were asking him about Farhan's job. Security. Maybe it was about 2 weeks ago.
I missed that.
Yeah, and he basically said, if they hang around and the attendance is pretty good, he doesn't think he's going anywhere. And
wow,
the bottom line is they've had over 30,000 for those games, and so
mediocrity is accepted now. Like as long as the people show up. I'm just asking you.
I don't know how many guys, you know, get fired every year. I mean, like,
this is Melvin. I'm not blaming it all on Melvin. I just think he's had a better year managing. But I'm just wondering, Steiny, with where the team is at and what they are, is he the guy? And maybe the answer is yes, Melvin. Oh. But he's got off to a horrible start. They are just lethargic. They're boring. They strike out. They have the same at bat. It's just, wow, that blew me. When you sent that, I said, that's a typo. But kudos to the fans and what you guys have all said. Steiny's the cheap ticket.
Kudos to what Farhan's put together.
See, that's what.
Explain to me why there are more fans this year than last year.
Well, Evan just said it. Economics, the price.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the talent. They did upgrade their talent, even though their record's not great.
But how do you keep your just, I'm asking, business 101. If Farhan has any higher ups, it's not about attendance. It's about wins and losses. And it's about what you went and got at the Nordstrom's when you spent that 200 milli, pal. It ain't about the people coming. They're going to come because we got one of the best parks, if not the best park in America.
Yeah, and that's the rat on the table, is it is about attendance. It's more about attendance, a lot of people feel, than wins and losses. As long as the Giants draw they're going to continue with the status quo.
Wow. What about Alan Neal on the chat, Stani? Revenue has not gone up, just attendance. Like, we're not in the know to know that, but yeah. I got to assume if attendance has gone up, revenue's gone up.
Consultant is in Walnut Creek. What's going on, consultant? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Long time no talk. Happy that football season's back, so I can be back on the airwaves.
But, nice. There you go.
Ironically, my first call thought about the Niners, about the Giants. I was at an AI conference last week, and fun fact, I think kudos goes out to the Giants marketing org. They are part of a seven-team trial with the MLB that's using AI and personalization on ad spend. And it's been a huge success for them. I think they said that they're seeing 60% higher conversions on their on their social media advertising. So I think that's what you're seeing here, is that they're spending some money on advertising, and that advertising's turning into revenue and ticket sales.
Explain to me how the AI part of it. Explain to me the AI part of it.
Yeah. So what it is they created 2,400 different ads, and based on who is coming on the social media at what time, let's say it's nighttime.
Right.
The AI is selecting that, saying, okay, I'm going to be showing one of these five ads, and it will, if there's 1,000 people that it can serve the ad to, it'll show five different kind of catchphrases, like buy a ticket right now and you'll get a discount, or
right.
It'll show the picture of their favorite player, and it'll just incentivize people to click on it and buy a ticket. So the AI is serving up a huge amount of different kinds of ads,
right.
And that's turning into higher conversions.
Interesting.
So it's kudos to the marketing team. I really don't think it really has anything to do with the team itself.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, I agree with that part.
Thanks, consultant. Appreciate the call. Yeah, nevertheless.
He took a crack at it.
Nevertheless. There's action at Oracle. It's our last best chance to make a run tonight. Got to win some games against the D-backs.
You're 3-7 in your last 10. Yeah. You just lost two of three.
You got to turn it around.
We're pitching to Miami Marlins, and my neighbor put some chicken on that game.
What an idiot!
Hey, I'm gonna let him know. I'm gonna let him know you said that.
Which is it? The woman that I met.
The woman that you met.
At Norm's part. Oh, your neighbor in Sac.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, not Norm's neighbor.
No.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
She asked about you.
I don't even... What was her name?
Oh, you messed... I don't even... Let's move on.
Yeah, I don't even really remember.
You told on yourself. You brought her up like you remembered her name, and then
I don't remember her
just
name.
Just dismiss her.
Now met about 50
Kate,
people
her name's
that
Kate.
Night. I don't care.
Hey!
I don't care what her name is. Give a rat's behind, Kate.
Put some respect on my neighbor's name.
You know what? She wasn't very friendly. How about that?
Yeah, she was more than friendly. She's the best.
Yeah, she's one of the best.
Yeah.
She's one of the best. All right. 888. No. Hold that number. We got Sal Castaneda coming up on the other side. KTVU news anchor. He was on the story of Ricky Pearsall, who got shot in an attempted robbery on Saturday at Union Square. And hopefully Sal can give us some more details on not only what happened, but maybe an overview on
where we're at. And I appreciate your comments, Donnie, saying there's no way you can't say this was a bad look. That's what I was getting to, and you nailed it.
Yeah. So Sal Castaneda coming up on the other side. Give us a little update on what went down Saturday at Union Square with Ricky Pearsall. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.